The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
If you're someone who lives in an area where it's so expensive to buy real estate and you feel like it's impossible, then I have something for you. I just released a free guide that's going to give you the 8 steps you need to take to buy your first out-of-state property. I've bought several properties out of state, living in California, investing in Ohio, and you can do the same. It's just a matter of having the right information. So click the link in the description of this episode to get your free guide today.
Welcome back to the Black Real Estate Dialogue. And today's Investor Spotlight features episode 145 with Ben Hubert. Ben is from San Jose, California, and he was able to buy 5 properties in 30 days. And so Sam's going to talk to him about what that process was like for him and how he was able to capitalize on an incredible opportunity. So episode 145, Ben Hubert, the Black Real Estate Dialogue Investor Spotlight. Let's get into it.
So Ben, one of the things you mentioned to me is that you purchased 5 properties in 30 days. Break that down for us, because I'm out here trying to buy one more, and you know it's taking some time. So talk to us about that.
Yeah, it actually. So the last 30 days have been really amazing, right? So, but a couple of things happened, right? So the first thing that I did was it was a bit of a hiatus between purchasing properties. And the reason for that was I really needed to build my team. So I'm an out-of-state investor. I started investing in St. Louis, Missouri. And I didn't really have all the pieces that I needed. So I'd have like maybe a realtor here, a general contractor there. Like I didn't have all the pieces I needed at that point in time. So basically, when I got to the point where I had all the pieces in place, I had a realtor that would basically go see properties for me. Pretty much if I send an address to her, she's going to see it within 24 hours. So once I had that, and then I had my general contractor that would give bids for me, said I had all those pieces, then it was much easier for me to really look at the MLS and make offers on particular properties. So the other thing that really changed is I actually found like a niche sort of area. So in Missouri, there's an area that was like, there weren't any more rentals that they were allowing in that particular area. They actually changed, the city actually changed it so that they started allowing rentals. So a lot of people didn't know that this shift happened. So I actually bought 4 of my properties in this area. So a lot of people didn't know that there were rentals in that area. So that was one of the big things that changed. The other thing is that I really got an injection of private money. So I used the burn method. So basically with the hard money, I still needed to come up with, you know, a little bit of money for to make the deal work. But I also have a hard money lender, which allows me to basically get up to 70% of the ARV. So with that said, I just need to get really, really good deals. And when I have really good deals, then I just needed to come with the closing costs. So then I started trying to figure out a way to get private money to basically accelerate what I was able to do. So I basically used my social media. So for the last 6 months, pretty much I put everything I did like on social media. If I went to a RIA, if I put in an offer on a property, if I went to go visit a property, it didn't matter what I was doing. I just put it on social media. So then people started recognizing that I was actually serious about this real estate thing. So at that point in time, people started reaching out to me, asking me about real estate. And at that point in time, my only response to them is I would definitely tell them exactly what I was doing. Listen, this is what I do. This is the process that I do. And I would also let them know, hey, I also offer the opportunity for people to get a return on their money, you know, if you're interested in private lending. And so I never asked for money, but people were like, well, tell me more. So at that point in time, I really wanted to make sure that I was able to give people that I know a good return on their money instead of giving it to these banks. Right. So with the injection of the private money, it allowed me to then really get a lot more properties. And with the burn method, I knew that most of the notes that I have are 6 months to 1 year. So then I knew that once I get them rehabbed, rented out and everything, I could refinance out and then basically get them their money. The other thing that I was doing is the refinances that I'm doing, I'm actually doing with small banks. So the reason why I use small banks is because there actually isn't a seasoning period. So as soon as I get a lease for a renter, I can go to a small bank, and because they have their own rules and guidelines, I can basically get a loan almost immediately when that happens. So I can actually do these things a lot faster as opposed to waiting like 6 months a lot of times for people that are doing doing BRRRRs other ways. So that's what really allowed me to do that.
Wow. You got a whole lot to unpack. That is an excellent summary. So the first thing you mentioned is that you're an out-of-state investor. And, you know, I'm as well, as you know, I invest in the Midwest, in Ohio, live in California as well. So can you talk a bit more about why you decided to invest out-of-state and beyond the obvious reasons, but why you started to invest out-of-state, and also if you had any fear, if you had to get over any fear of investing out-of-state as well?
Yeah, so I mean, San Jose is an expensive market, so that's one of the hurdles. But even outside of that, like with the internet and all the things that are available right now, you can basically invest anywhere that you want to. And I know that there's a comfort level that a lot of people have in terms of investing close to them, so they can basically go look at a property, make sure everything's all good. But by being an out-of-state investor, I needed to set up my systems so that I could actually scale, right? So if I was something local, I would basically be trying to do a lot of the stuff myself, and I probably would get caught up with doing that. But I really wanted to find a market that like really met my criteria. And I knew for me that cash flow was really important. So because of that, I could pick anywhere in the United States to basically invest in. So I actually picked St. Louis, Missouri, because if you remember Gabby Burks that you had on the show, so she was talking on Instagram about like cheap, like $60,000 properties in St. Louis, Missouri. And I was like, wait, what? So I immediately reached out to her, and that's how I actually got into the St. Louis market. So we actually did a flip together. But I like the market because I like that particular market because like it's really easy to cash flow. Like you can buy a property off the MLS, put 25% down, and you can cash flow with it. So that's not like what you would see at a lot of other places. But I also knew that I wouldn't necessarily get the appreciation. So because of that, that's why I also wanted to make sure I did the BRRRR strategy so I could get that forced appreciation once I do the rehab. And I would actually have that appreciation immediately once I do the refinance. And then in terms of like, was I investing out of state, was I scared? So when I first started out, I was like, listen, I just want to basically accumulate properties. So I actually got a turnkey company. So they basically, at that point in time, I just gave them 25% down. I was like, listen, you guys handle everything. The problem is like I did two of them, like back to back, I ran out of money. That was my introduction to sort of out of state. Like I basically didn't have to do anything at all. They already did all the rehab. So, and they handled everything. So everything was good. So, but I also noticed that they basically bought the property, rehabbed it, and then marked it up for me. So when that happened, I said, you know what? I feel like I'm, you know, why can't I do that? Because I see what they're doing. People talk about it all the time. And I knew that I basically overpaid for it, but it was also the convenience of not having to really have hands on and handling those things myself. So at that point in time, I was like, man, can I do this myself? So what I did, instead of immediately jumping into sort of, you know, doing my own BRRRR rehab or anything like that, what I did was I actually partnered with somebody that was doing a flip in DC. So I basically was a gap. I basically provided gap funding for him on the rehab project. But one of the conditions that I had was I was like, listen, I just really want to understand the process, like the rehab process, everything that you're doing from start to finish, everything that was going on. So once I did that with him and I was learning, we were talking once a week, and I saw that entire process all the way through the flip, I got a lot more comfortable with the overall process, understanding what the hard money was looking like, what the draws were looking like, managing contractors. So all those pieces, like, I actually got to see them. So that got me a lot more comfortable with actually trying it myself. And that's when I basically started my, I did my first BRRRR in San Antonio, Texas, after that one closed. So, but in the beginning, I was like scared to do it myself. So I just basically kind of worked with somebody else to kind of get my foot in the door and kind of get a little more understanding.
Got it. So you started investing out of state before St. Louis.
Yeah. So I bought two turnkey places in Birmingham, Alabama. And then San Antonio, Texas. I did a BRRRR there and a flip there. It was a market that was getting really good appreciation, but it was really hard to cash flow. And I knew for me, like, I was like, listen, I need to get more cash flow because that's really what's going to move the needle for me. Right. So I'm going to be able to, you know, basically offset the current money that my current income right now and decide whether or not I really want to go to work or whether or not I want to just do real estate full time. So I knew cash flow was important. So I wanted to find a market that like really fit my criteria a little bit better. And St. Louis was one of the ones that allowed me to do that.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.